For Mona Gunn, October 12th of 2000 was a day she will never forget. She was working as a principal at Norfolk's Fairlawn Elementary School when her private line rang.
And it was my sister who said, "What ship is Sharon on?" And I said, "The Cole." She said, "It's in the news." So I hung up the phone and went across the hall to the school library, turned on the television there, and there on CNN, there was a picture of the ship and breaking news, 4 sailors were killed. And I went back to my office, connected with that 4 right away, because I had 4 sons, and I just prayed that he was not one of those 4.
Her son, Sharon, had decided to follow in his father's footsteps and join the Navy right after high school. After basic training, he was assigned to the USS Cole.
I left school, called my supervisor and said, "I'm going home until I hear that my son is okay. He's on that ship." So I went home and watched the TV and news, and finally they said, "You want information, go to the base." I went to Eli Hall, where you had family members, military people there trying to comfort us and assure us that they were trying to get as much information as possible. They said, "If you have a name tag, if you sign in, we will find you." So I got up to get something to drink or something to eat when someone came to me and said, "Miss Gunn, we're looking for you." And that was how I found out. So I did not get to knock at the door.
Sharon had only been in the Navy 9 months when, according to investigators, a small bomb-laden boat pulled alongside the Cole, offered friendly gestures to crew members, and then detonated explosives, ripping a 40-foot-wide hole midship. Initial reports said 4 sailors were killed.
He was definitely one of the 4 when the news was 4 were dead. So we were able to get his remains back. That happened on the 12th. I think we got his remains back on the 18th. So he was one of the first services that was held in this area.
The number of sailors who died as a result of the terrorist bombing eventually grew to 17, with 39 others injured. Sharon Gunn was laid to rest in Arlington National Cemetery. She says 4 years passed before she even considered getting involved as a Gold Star mom.
I opened up the newspaper, and there was an article about a national convention for American Gold Star mothers in downtown Norfolk at Sheraton. And when I read the article, I saw a picture, too, of women in white and pictures of their sons. And that's when I said, "Wow, American Gold Star mothers." Got in the car that weekend and just drove right down to the hotel and just walked in to introduce myself to some other moms.
Mona says she filled out an application and was assigned to the only Virginia chapter, which was 3 hours away in Alexandria. Several years later, she would take the lead and charter a Hampton Roads chapter. Not only giving Gold Star mothers here in Hampton Roads a place to share their journey and bond, but a vehicle where they can support both active duty military and veterans.
We volunteer and provide gifts to the VA hospital. We help raise funds to get sponsors for the Christmas wreath, because we often say you die twice, once when you take that last breath, and again when your name is never spoken. So we find ourselves on National Wreaths Across America Day at Veterans Cemeteries for the Christmas wreath on a headstone, saying the names of those men and women who served our country.
Their list of events to support our military is extensive. And in 2023, the Virginia International Tattoo wants to make sure Mona and the other Gold Star mothers know just how much what they do is appreciated. And Mona says the feeling is mutual.
I really appreciate International Tattoo for giving us the honor, American Gold Star mothers the honor, as well as our military. It means a lot, because we've paid the ultimate sacrifice.
For Another View, I'm Lisa Godley.